the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
All right.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right, for you got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Troubles, I had my share of troubles, but I'm still here. Burdens, I have my share of burdens, but I'm still here. Heartache, I have my share of heartache, y'all, but I'm still here. Loneliness, I have my share of loneliness, y'all, but I'm still here. Through it all, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here. Yes, he did. I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here one more day. Loneliness, I had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Burdens, I had to bear so many burdens, but I'm still here. Dark days, I had my share of dark days, but I'm still here. Disappointments, I had so many disappointments, but I'm still here. Through it all, I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here one more day. I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here. If you feel like me, you ought to see what I see. When he woke me up this morning to see another day. At that time, I felt like I wanted to pray. I said, thank you, Lord, I'm alive today. I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here. Yes, he did. I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here. I'm so glad that he did. I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here. You know, it's some songs that you sing, you can never get tired of them, because you never know how you're encouraging somebody through a word that the pastor preached, or through a song that someone sing, that you touch their heart. They might not show it at that time, but you're really encouraging somebody, and that's what we should be doing. Trying to encourage each other along the way and just let us know that it's going to be all right. Tough times, they're going to come. That's part of life. But we need to just be trying to encourage people and just let each other know that whatever it is, you don't have to tell us about it, but God knows. God knows what you're going through. He knows your trials. He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's on your mind. And he knows it's going to be all right. He knows it's going to be all right. So this is going to be the last song. I want to try to encourage you to, whatever it is, just let go. Just let go and just let God have his way, all right? Just let go and let God have his way. And it'll be all right. You ought to let go and let God have his way. Oh, you ought to let go, let God have his way. Oh, you ought to let go, let God have his way. Oh, you ought to let go, let God have his way. You ought to let go and let God have his way. Oh, you ought to let go and let God have his way. Oh, you ought to let go, let God have his way. You ought to let go, let God have his way. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. Oh, you are let go and let God have his way. Oh, you are let go, let God have his way. Oh, you are let go, let God have his way. You are let go, let God have his way. Must Jesus bear this cross alone and all this world go free? Oh, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Oh, you are let go and let God have his way. Oh, you are let go, let God have his way.
Father God, oh, we come now, Lord, in the mighty name
let
of
go.
Jesus.
Let God have his way.
We come, my Father, to give you glory, to honor you, to praise you, God. For there is none like unto you, O God. Father, we come because we know that without you, Lord, we can do nothing.
And
we come in Jesus the Christ's name, Lord. And you said whatever we ask in Jesus' name, believing without doubting that it shall be done unto us, God. So we believe, God, and we stand on your word and your promises, God, that what we are asking you for, Lord, that you will do. We ask that you would have your way in the midst of us, Father. Lord, that you would fill this place with your presence, with your anointing, with your power, and that you will fall fresh on each one of us, God. And Lord, that your word will go forth, God, because you said it will not return void, but it will accomplish the purpose wherewith you sent it, and it will prosper in the thing that you have sent it unto. We believe that, God, and we stand on that, Lord God. We ask your blessing upon Pastor Dunkley, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you, Lord, would touch his body, Father. We see the pain upon his expression, God, and we know that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer, God. And, Lord, we just lift him up before you, God. We put him in your hands, God, and we ask that you would have your way, Lord, that you would touch every limb, every organ, every vein, Lord, that the blood is flowing, Lord, like it ought to, that the medicine is working as it ought to, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God. And then, Lord, we pray, Lord, for Juanita, Lord. We ask that you would be with her, Lord. You have already been with her in time past, God. And we'll believe in God that you are with her now, God. Go with Dolores, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Whatever the problem is, you are problem solver, God. And, Lord, so we just want to thank you right now, God. And, Lord, we lift up Dorothy's father in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we know that you have your hands on him, God. And whatever you do, God, you do it well, Lord. We pray for her strength, God, that you would, Lord, just strengthen her, God. Strengthen her in her body, in her countenance, in her mind, Lord God. And let her know, Father, that she's not alone in this, but you are with her and we're with her, God. But, Lord, you promised you wouldn't leave her, God, nor would you forsake her, God. And so we're asking you, Lord, have your way, Lord. And there are so many others, God, that stand in the need, Lord God. And your eyes is in every place, God. Your mercy, Lord, is upon us, God. And so, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, please be merciful unto them, Lord God. And, Father God, we ask your blessing upon this congregation, Lord. There are some among this congregation, Lord, may not be feeling the best, God. But we ask you to touch them right now. We thank you, Lord, for the day of Thanksgiving, God. But we know that every day, God, is a day of Thanksgiving. We just have to take the time, God, to give it to you, Lord, to glorify you, Lord, every day, Lord. Because you're doing miraculous things every day. And, Father, we see the devastation that's all around us, God. We see it, Lord, with our eyes. We're like Habakkuk, Lord. Oh, Lord, we're on the wall watching, God. Lord, the destruction, the injustice, God. Oh, God, all around us, the murdering, God, that's going on all around us, the destruction, God, of fires. And, Lord, it's just all in the land, Father. But, Father, we know that you are still in charge, God. And we know, God, that there is something, God, that you are working out. We may not understand it all, but we know, God, that you are in control. So our hearts and our eyes are upon you, God. We're looking to you, Father, for our help and our strength, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask that you would just move upon me, Lord. For I know nothing without you can do nothing without you, Lord. I'm yours, all that I am and all that I'm not. I belong to you, and I ask that you would have your way. In Jesus the Christ's name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for this day. Thank God for all of you. Yes. Thank God for his word. Thank him for his Holy Spirit. Pastor Dunkley, Sister Dunkley. Thank God for you, to my husband, Brother Lavallee, and to the officers and members here at Mount Olive, and to this Brotherhood Choir.
Yes.
We thank God for you and what you are doing in the name of the Lord. Yes. Our scripture reading will come from Acts, the 17th chapter. And I preached this before, but I believe if it's good one time, it's good again. It's still the word of God. And those who heard me speak on it before may not be the same people that the Lord wants to speak to today. And so we're doing it again. We're going to do it again. Let's do it again. In the name of Jesus. The scripture is Acts 17, verse 10 through 12. It says, verse 10, then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness, and searched the scripture daily to find out whether these things were so. And there were many of them that believed, and also not a few of the Greek prominent women as well. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. preached on this or spoke on this before. I talked about searching the scriptures, how important it was to search the scriptures. And today I still want to talk about searching the scriptures, but I want you to know that the word of God, it still speaks to us today, and it still works today. We just have to get into the word, find out what the Lord is saying to us, then apply it to our lives and do the word. So here in this passage of scripture, previously Paul had been at Thessalonica, and he had preached there. The Bible said he had went in the synagogue. Every time he go in, he find a place of worship. Amen. And he go there to expound or to encourage them in the word of God. Mm-hmm. But he went into the synagogue, and the Bible say for 3 days that he was there in the synagogue preaching to the Jews. But they did not receive the word. Some received. Let me put it like this. Some received, but others did not. And you're going to always have that remnant. I don't care. If you go back in the Old Testament and you look at what God did when he sent the prophets to speak to the children of Israelite, to tell them to turn from their evil ways and return back to God, you always see that there was a remnant. Some believed, but some wanted to continue in the ways of the world or in the ways of the nations that were around them. And so God would always take that remnant, and he would start a new group of people, of believers, with that remnant. And he's still doing that today. He's still doing what he did back then. He's still doing it today. We just read in today's word that those who believe, that was in John, right? And that 14th verse said, for those who believe, he gave them the right to become what? His children. Yeah, because some did not believe. And so what I'm saying to you, in every case, you're going to have some people who receive God and some people who reject God. But our job is to keep on telling it, to keep on preaching it, to keep on witnessing, to keep on going forth in the word of God, so that we may be able to reach those that will believe. Now, we can't do that staying behind the four walls. Amen. We cannot do that staying behind the four walls. That's why Jesus gave us the great commission to go ye therefore. Yeah. So he commanded us to go ye therefore. And while you are going, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. So God is saying, you do it, then you teach others to observe what I have commanded you to do. Yeah, and so here, some did not believe and some believed. But those that did not believe, they stirred up a ruckus. And they went into Jason's house. But Paul had already left. Paul and Silas is on this missionary journey. These two jailhouse preachers that rocked the jailhouse. They had already left, but they went in and they grabbed Jason and those that believe, and they brought them before the council, and they accused Paul of undermining Caesar. And so what they did with Jason and them, what they did was they gave him charge him a fee, and then they let him go. What you was going to do with him? They really wanted Paul. And so when they could not find him, they did the next best thing. And so here in 17th chapter and verse 10, the Bible said that the believers, see, Paul had God on his side, but then he also had some believers that was willing to risk their lives to help Paul and Silas. And so they sent Paul away to Berea by night. Paul and Silas left and they came to Berea. And when they arrived there, the Bible said that they were, where did they go? They went to the synagogue. Amen. To encourage and preach to the Jews, to teach them the word of God. And that's what Paul was all about. He was about preaching God, Jesus the Christ, and him crucified. That was his mission to those Jews and to the Gentiles. Amen. He was preaching Jesus, him crucified.
Amen.
Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. The only way that you could be saved is through Jesus.
Amen.
And so Paul went into the synagogue there and preached
Amen.
To those that were at Berea. And the Bible says here that in Berea, they were more open-minded.
Come on now.
They were more open-minded. They were more open to hear the gospel
yes.
than those that were at Thessalonica.
Yes.
These were open-minded. They wanted to hear all of the evidence before they condemned Paul or dismissed Paul. They wanted to hear what the men of God had to say.
Amen.
So they were open-minded uh-huh. to what Paul and Silas had to say. They wanted to know the truth.
Amen.
So they wanted to hear a word from the Lord.
Yeah.
They had a teachable spirit. They were receptive to the
Amen.
Truth. And that's how we have to be. We have to be open-minded.
Amen.
For the opposite of open-minded, what? Is to be what? Closed-minded. Other words, you don't want to hear nothing nobody has to say. You know, we've heard this. My grandpa taught me this way. My grandma taught me this way. The deacon said it was that way. And so this is what we believe. And I know for myself that a lot of things that I was taught as a child, as I began to get into the word, I found out that it wasn't exactly like they had said. But for a while, though, I was practicing and teaching what they had taught me.
There you go.
And that's why it's important for us to get into the scripture for ourselves.
Yeah.
So that we can know for ourselves.
Amen.
So to be closed-minded, meaning I don't want to hear what you say. Mm-hmm. It may be because I don't like you mm-hmm. or whatever. So I don't want to hear you. We have a lot of that going on in churches. People there, whoever they don't like, they don't want to hear them. Yeah. So they close their mind to whatever is being said. It could be the truth. It could be a word specifically that God is giving to them to help them on their journey. But they have shut it off. They have closed their mind. They have already got the evidence. Their minds are shut. They are tried you, condemned you, convicted you, and that's it. That's to be closed-minded. And that's the way those who didn't believe at Thessalonica, they were closed-minded. So therefore, they did not receive the gospel. But here at Thessalonica, they were open-minded. So they had a teachable spirit. They wanted to know what Paul and Silas were saying to them. They were the opposites. And so that was one point, that they were open-minded. And that is what I want to say to us. We need to always be open-minded to what the Lord is saying to us. Sometimes we come to church and we get excited and about the music and we're jumping and we're dancing. And when it comes time to the word, when it comes time to the word, it's just, it's like the excitement for God to hear from the Lord is gone. Yeah, it disappeared with the music. You know, the music, I'm not knocking, that's good because God loves the praise from his people. But we ought to be just as excited about what the Lord has to say to us because that's our food. Yeah. That's our bread. And he said, we can't live off the physical bread alone, but we'll live off of what? Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's what Jesus had to tell Satan. It is written, man can't live off of bread, physical bread. But you can live eternally if you get the word of God, that bread. Jesus said of himself, I am the bread of life. Yeah, yeah. So we need to eat that bread.
Amen.
That bread.
Amen.
And so the Bible said that they not only were open to hear, to listen, and see what Paul and them had to say, but they were eager to listen.
Amen.
They were excited about listening.
That's right.
Because they didn't want to stay in the same condition. Some people are satisfied with staying in the same condition that they're in. And like Pastor was just talking about, we got to move forward from where we are.
Amen.
God wants to take us higher than where we are. We cannot become satisfied.
Amen.
We cannot become museum pieces where all you do is look backwards and then dust, just collect dust. No, we have to be pioneers.
Amen.
Moving forward in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Seeking new things, what God has for us. Eager to learn. Eager to know what God is saying to us. Eager for the Lord. Zealous for him. We have lost our zeal for God. We don't get excited about God anymore. We have lost the zeal. Paul, when he was on the wrong side of the track, he was zealous in what he was doing. But even when he got on the right side of the track, he became even more zealous for the Lord. Yeah. And that's how we ought to be. But it's only through staying in this word that we become zealous, that we remain steadfast, that we remain excited about God and what God is doing in and through us and in and through the word.
Amen.
It's only when we stay in the word that we get excited, because he exposes. The word is an active thing. It's alive. It's living. God is still creating. He's still speaking through his word, and that word is still alive and active. And when we get into the word and the word get into us, that's God speaking, activating the life in us. But if there's nothing in, if there's nothing in us, see, that word will come alive in you. It'll come alive in your situation. You find the word that fits your situation and get into that word, and believe what you are reading. Receive it and believe it. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit will activate that thing in you. Just like the lady that you spoke of this morning. She didn't allow what? Negativity to deposit in her spirit. She didn't allow it to check in. See, we have to be mindful of what we allow to check in.
Amen.
You know, like when you go to a motel and you check in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Satan, he'll drop some things in your thought, but you don't allow it to check in.
Amen.
Yeah,
you
see what I'm saying? Don't allow it to check in. What you do, though, you don't fight an evil thought with an evil thought.
No.
Because, you know, no, you fight the evil thought with the word of God.
Right.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Amen.
So we got to be careful. Yes.
Amen.
And that's why it's important for us, to know what God's word is. Is to us. So they had a zeal for the word. They responded. They were eager to learn. They desired to know the truth. They were ready. They was expecting.
All right.
It's really gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
No need to worry.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318-448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord. Amen. This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexander.